Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And it is, in fact, Dr. Eileen. I may sound a little bit different. I've got a little bit of soreness in my throat, but hey, you know, we carry on. For those of you who are in the L.A. area, the guest calling number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including all of those right here in the gee, can it get any hotter, but yet still beautiful San Francisco Bay Area, the toll-free calling number is 877-697-9725. Now, when you call in, you'll be offered the option to ask a question, or if you just want to call in and listen, then, you know, do so. But producer Tana will be coming on to the line and asking if there's anything that you wanted to ask. Also, the chat room is now open, and if you'd like to log into the chat room and listen in, or if you would like to post a question or comment, Tina will make sure that it gets to me. So, today, we're going to be talking, I call this show, A Mouse, A Hat, A Broom, and A Bucket. And the reason for that is that over this past weekend, while I was taking some really much-needed rest, I decided that I was going to sort of re-experience some of my favorite movies since I was laying there and doing not much. One of those movies was Fantasia, which from childhood, I was always fascinated by it, and the music and the art that was a part of it. Now, one of my favorite stories in that was The Sorcerer's Apprentice. And as most of us remember, you know, Mickey Mouse deciding that he did not want to have to haul the buckets of water himself, so he decided that he was going to see about finding a shortcut. And as I watched that, it really struck me that there's a lot about that that relates to, you know, a part of the wellness process. What are our wellness goals? And what are we willing to do in order to achieve them? And one of the things that really is a part of the modern world of, gee, I want it now, is that there are many places and you know, many offers of things that will allow the shortcut. Today we're going to be exploring that. And it really can be very frustrating when you set off to, you know, oh, I would like to lose 50 pounds. I want to gain some muscle mass. I want to start running. I want to do marathons. I want to, you know, all of these different things that we would like to have and the way we envision our world. And when we look at what are the steps that are necessary to get us to that final image of what it is that we want, yeah, because it's a very common thing, let's just stick with the idea of weight loss. And in today's society, you know, because there's so many issues of diabetes, there's high blood pressure, there's all these things that can be related to the amount of mass that we're carrying. Now, I will state that there are plenty of slender people who have diabetic issues, who have blood pressure issues. This is not specifically, oh, well, you're heavy, so you have these problems. You know, because I really don't like to go there. There's a lot of different variables that deal with the type of health we have. The amount of mass we carry is only one of them. But we're going to kind of go with that one. So the idea that in this scenario, you know, we are Mickey Mouse. We've got something to do, and we've got a vision in our mind of what we would like. Now, in Fantasia, when it opens up, you see Nikki kind of sitting there and peeking in as the sorcerer is doing all these magical sorceress things. And as someone who has been there and who has looked up at watching someone do something and going, oh my God, that is the coolest thing. I can't wait till I can do it. There is that desire to want to be that, to envision ourselves as that. And with weight loss, it may be that we see an image of someone or maybe even a picture of ourselves a long time ago and go, wow, that's what I want. The sorcerer in The Sorcerer's Apprentice, they really don't deal too much with him, and yet his character fascinates me because he's doing what he's doing because he spent a lot of years training to do what he does. And there's a restraint in his movements, there's a purpose, there's a focus. It moves past that place of, wow, wouldn't that be the coolest thing? And maybe he still thinks it's the coolest thing, but, you know, from years and years of doing it, it maybe it doesn't have the same newness. So the viewpoint of someone who is in that position, that is, you know, maybe the enviable position, in that place of the goal achieved, maybe they don't view it in the same way. I mean, we all have those friends and people in our lives that go, oh my gosh, I really wish I could look like you do in a dress, or I really wish I could lift as much weight as you do, or I really wish I could be as toned. And after you spend years and years working at it, it's just, well, this is just the way I am. This is just, it's a part of the practice, and it's a part of the work. I work hard for this. And yet, you know, when, you know, the little Mickey Mouse character is looking, that character does not see the hard work. That person just sees, that is the goal that I want to achieve. So, you know, we move into the next phase where, you know, the magic hat. And the magic hat can symbolize a lot of different things for a lot of different people. It could be the promised diet pill that makes, you know, the fat just melt away and you can eat anything you want. It could be the exercise program that guarantees that, you know, you're going to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, in 6 months. There's a lot of things that it could be, and there's light and shadow in it, because also the magic hat can be steroids. The magic hat can be unhealthy fasting type of dieting practices that actually deplete your body, or the magic hat. And Nikki was so focused on being what he wanted to be that he figured that he could handle it. He has seen it several times. And so, you know, he takes and he incorporates the magic hat into his paradigm. And what happens? He is able to create a shortcut. He is able to say, hey, you know, yes, all I have to do is wave my hands, and now the broom is going to carry the heavy buckets for me. I get to get the result I want without having to do the work. And there's a saying that the only place where work comes before success, or success comes before work, is in the dictionary. Everywhere else, we've got to work for what we get. You know, the amount of effort you put in is the amount of effort that comes out. And there is an immediate result. As with, you know, many different types of plans and different weight loss programs and practices, yes, you can get an immediate result that just you love. And it's wonderful. And, you know, maybe you see the pounds melting off and the clothes are fitting a little bit looser, which is really, really good in that initial phase. And if it's an unhealthy practice, yes, it's going to give you the quick results. Unfortunately, those results are not going to be followed in the system. And there are risks that come with it. So as we look at the manifestation of the broom servant as first rush of, oh my gosh, this is great, this is working, there's always that other side that comes. And as the broom is carrying the buckets and Mickey is getting very comfortable with it, he falls asleep. And during that time, he did not have the wisdom or the experience to be able to set the boundaries and decide on how this process was going to proceed. He just saw the immediate result, which was something he liked, and yet when he was no longer attentive to it, it took on a life of its own. The broom did what was in its nature to do, or what it had been given as its nature to do, which was continue to haul the buckets to the point where it flooded the room. And often when we have something that's been to motion, whether it is a diet program that is really good and focused, or if it's something that is unhealthy but, you know, will give a quick weight loss, that type of practice sets things into motion. Now, if it is done in a good, healthy way, part of what's set into motion is going to be that there's going to be like a plateau point, and then something will need to shift in order to keep the momentum going. And normally, that type of thing is done really in the best way by consulting with some type of a health practitioner, a nutritionist, someone who really knows how to manage it. But if we go to the quick and easy way, that's where, you know, it's either fasting or diuretics or you know, all kinds of things that are going to have created a shock in the system. And just like when it becomes complacent and inattentive, that the process is continuing, often we can set things into motion in our bodies that are not good for us. Let's say someone decides, well, I'm going to get up and I'm going to run 5 miles every day. And they get up and they go do that, and it feels pretty good, you know, they get used to it. But the problem is their system is not accustomed to it. And so by trying to rush that process, it creates strain and wear and tear inside the body that begins to manifest before you actually feel pain. And then maybe it's a soreness. Maybe it's, you know, it's like a little burning sensation. When that happens, things have been set into motion in the body that are going to take it into a direction you are probably not going to enjoy. When we do not eat consciously and figure out what is the best way to eat in order to reduce our mass, then we go in, our body starts to go into a sequence of events that can lead to breakdown of the system. So by not paying attention, by only focusing on the fact, hey, I got what I wanted, we don't consider what is the price of getting it in the way that we get it. So ultimately, Mickey wakes up. He realizes that a situation has spiraled completely out of his control, which when I was young, I always found it interesting. Why didn't Mickey just go and get the sorcerer? Why didn't he acknowledge, wow, I'm in over my head, I need to get help? But what does he do? He decides that he's going to continue to try to resolve it himself. Well, I have the hat, I've got the book, there's got to be a way I can do this. And that is one thing that when we're trying to incorporate change in our lives, what happens is that if things don't go the way we were expecting, there's a resistance to asking for help. There's a resistance to saying, you know, I tried this fasting diet and now I'm really not feeling good and, you know, I'm having these physical problems, but I don't want to go and let my doctor know about it because then I think I'm going to get fussed at because I did something unwise. There are very few of us who like admitting that we messed up. And it's a lot easier to mess up if there are no witnesses. And when we have to ask somebody for help and say, hey, you know what, I kind of made a poor choice and I'm suffering because of it, there is that place of, man, I'm going to get yelled at, which I'm sure was in Mickey's mind. He kept thinking, I can fix this myself. And yet by going with, I can fix this myself, he only made the situation worse. As a doctor, I often find, you know, my chiropractic patients come in and maybe, you know, they see me for something and I suggest, okay, you know, over the next few days, here are the things that you should do, here are the things that you should avoid. And invariably, they come in, things are not progressing very well, and it turned out maybe they did a few of the things on the list of things that I suggested to avoid. Now, the term suggested is very important because as a healthcare provider, as someone who people come to say, okay, this hurts, how can it not hurt? I will give my best treatment and I will give my best suggestion as to how the situation can be resolved. Ultimately, it's up to each and every person whether or not they followed the suggestion. I would prefer, and the way I talk to my patients is, if you're not going to follow that particular plan, let me know now so I can create a different plan that will accommodate what it is that you're going to do. If I say, well, you really shouldn't be lifting or moving anything, and the person nods and says, okay, knowing in the back of their mind, well, I already agreed I was going to clean out the attic this weekend, and I need to get it done. I prefer that they go ahead and tell me, hey, I'm going to need to clean out the attic, and there's no way I can't do it. How can I do it and not mess things up too bad? And that goes into that place of, okay, this is an empowered person. This is a person who is in their own personal authority to the point where they say, you know what, I'm not going to do that. So where do we go from here? Because, you know, I still need to get the relief. There are always alternates to being able to figure something out. If I know somebody, it's like, okay, you have got to go do this thing. Here's the way you can do it in the best possible way. And you're going to need to see me twice next week instead of once. And by coming from that place of respect of their personal choices, it reduces the need to try to hide things. Because as in Fantasia, when Mickey tried to hide it, it only got worse. And for those who have seen it, you know, we all remember the scene that comes up next. You know, the wizard comes down the stairs after being woken up, sees his entire laboratory flooded, and resolves the situation very easily. So when we look at, we've reached that point where, okay, this did not go the way I wanted. By bringing in someone who can help and assist and say, hey, this is not working. Not only am I not getting the goals, I'm realizing that maybe I overstepped. Maybe getting up and trying to lift a whole bunch of weights right away to bulk up and tone wasn't the best way to go through it. Now, how do I recover? How do I make up and get myself back on track? Because it really is about getting back on track to what it is that your goals are, what it is that your desires are. And this is pretty much across the scale, whether or not you're dealing with a health issue, whether or not you're dealing with a work issue, maybe you want to change careers, whether you're dealing with a family or relationship issue, or whether it's an aspect of your own spirituality. And yeah, as someone who I started really formal training in spiritual practices about 11 years ago. And I can tell you, when I first started, I was the epitome of the Sorcerer's Apprentice. Everything I saw, I wanted to do. Everything I heard about, it was like, oh no, I can do that, I can do that. And my teacher had a rather difficult time because he would teach me something and then I'd take it to the next level and, you know, make myself dizzy or whatever. And he would end up with a very disapproving look, help me to create balance again for myself. And then I got the lecture on why did you overstep, you know, why did you do more? It's like, because there was more to do. And as a teacher now, I find it ironic that, you know, I come across those exact same students, and they're actually my favorite ones. And it's interesting because they're also the most frustrating. And now that I realize how frustrating it is, I have apologized to my teacher several times. So it comes down to being able to decide what it is you want, because you can have anything you want. Figure out what it is, then figure out a path to there that allows you, one, to actually enjoy the process. There's a lot of cool things about the process of learning how to eat better, learning how to find an exercise that really resonates with you, something you enjoy. You know, maybe it's just putting on music and dancing around your house, or maybe it's going out and, you know, doing one of those boot camp things. Whatever it is that resonates with you, finding something that you can incorporate into the process that helps you enjoy it. You know, the idea of dieting, you know, the old saying is the first three letters are D-I-E. So by creating a lifestyle change that would allow you healthier eating, healthier practices, and feeling better, and to be able to appreciate each of the little steps forward that you take, understanding that sometimes those steps are going to be backward. You know, maybe something comes up and you fall back into a not as productive eating habit. I won't say bad, but just not as productive in getting you what you want. You look at that, it's like, oh, okay, kind of a hiccup there. Where do we go from here? How do we move forward? And the idea is that, you know, at the end of the Sorcerer's Apprentice, the sorcerer actually kind of grins, almost as if he's a little bit amused at, you know, the fact that Mickey had the chutzpah to even try for it and to try to step up. And yet, in the end, he had to go right back to where he started, which was carrying buckets of water. Each time we go through a process, it doesn't matter what it is, but when we go through a process and at the end of it go, okay, what did I learn from all of this? Well, Mickey learns that in the end, it's a lot easier just to carry the buckets, because ultimately you know you're going to move past that point, but maybe you can wait until you're ready. The training wheels don't come off of a bike until we feel pretty sure that, you know, we can hold our own. And even if we're sure, that is a scary moment when those training wheels come off and we're on our own and we wobble and more than likely fall at some point. Then we get up, we figure out what went wrong, what we needed to do, how we can get that balance back. And then the time your balance becomes longer and longer and longer until, without even thinking about it, you're in a state of balance. I mean, how many of us, when, you know, we were first learning how to drive and those first few terrifying trips out and the first time you drove alone and you're checking all the mirrors and you're doing all the things and it's like, oh my gosh, what's going on? You know, and you've got the death grip on the wheel. And before you know it, you know, you're out there, you're driving, you're not even really thinking about it. It's because it becomes a pattern over time. We learn how to manage it, and then it becomes muscle memory. It is incorporated into who we are and what we do as just another tool in the toolkit. Those who create healthier eating habits for themselves, while at first there may be a few struggles with it, ultimately, it becomes the habit, and you don't even really think about it. For people who are going back to school, the idea of, you know, because that can be really terrifying. And you know, at first, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, can I do this? Can I, you know, can I manage this? And as we're coming up on the fall, you know, a lot of folks are sending their kids off to college, and a lot of folks, you know, who are going back to school, it reaches a point where you fall into the routine. Okay, here's the classes I'm going to. Here's this, here's that. You know, I've got the homework, I do this, I got this report due. And the process of it takes over. So it's not thinking about each piece. Then it's like, okay, well, I'm doing my classes, I'm done with my classes, moving on. Where's the next class? So you want to achieve in your life. Look at what is it that you would like to be? What is that ultimate expression? What is the relationship you want to have? Where would you like to live? Maybe you're not happy where you live. No matter what it is that you're working your way through, figuring out the steps that you need. Don't look for the shortcuts, because really it may be easier, but it's not necessarily the best. People who have very quick weight loss have a tendency, you know, the skin becomes loose and the muscles are affected. But if you gradually lose over a long period of time, the skin is able to adapt and it comes in on its own. So sudden change can be a very difficult thing to deal with long term. If you decide that you want a new job, I do not recommend just walking in and saying, you know, like the line from the song, take this job and shove it, and going out and then figuring out, okay, now what do I do? You look for a job. You decide what it is you want to do. What's needed? Do you have the things that you need to do? If you've got all the qualifications, then start going out and trying for it. You get something else, then you go in, and rather than say, take this job and shut it, you say, you know what, I've had another opportunity open up. I really want to thank you for everything I've learned here, and best wishes. Why burn a bridge if you don't have to? Relationships are the same. You know, if the relationship is not serving you in the way you need it, talk to the person. You know, see what steps you need to go through. Can it be improved? You know, it's like with a job. Could the job be changed to where you do like it? If not, then move on. If it's a relationship, can the relationship be repaired? Is there counseling? Is there work that can be done around it to allow you to move forward? If not, and if that contract is fulfilled, if that has reached completion, then maybe it's time to go, okay, you know, I really appreciate everything I've learned, and I wish you well, and moving on. If you're changing how you look in whatever way, whether it's a gain mask or lose mask, figure out a way to do it that, one, you can bring joy into the process, and that you allow yourself the time to grow as a person through this process. And what that will do is that makes it more solid. So, Sorcerer's Apprentice, the lesson is, sometimes it's just better to carry the bucket while at the same time dreaming about the day that you get the magician's hat. Do what you need to do, and it'll be there before you realize, and have a little fun on the way. So, thank you for joining me, and I will be back next Thursday at the same time. If you would like to contact me, or if you have any questions or just curious about me, you can log on to my website at www.the-healing-house.com, or you can call at 408-372-2840. So until next time, I wish you balance, I wish you blessings, I wish you magic. It brings you as much joy as reaching the destination does. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Take care, everyone.